most elite. After the prophets, alayhimussalam. Siddiq-e-Akbar, 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 Siddiq-e-Akbar.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear viewers of Madani Channel, you're watching the program The Most Elite After the Prophets. And today, we brought another topic of discussion for you in which we will be discussing about the excellences, the virtues of Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and who is the most elite after the prophets. The rank that is given to him, no one else amongst the entire creation has been given such rank. So he is the most superior amongst the entire creation after the prophets. Today, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the topic that we've brought before you, the aspect that we will be looking at in the seerah of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is very interesting and very beautiful topic. What is that? It is the friendship that he had with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. And what were the reasons for that close bond of friendship that the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam had with Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu? And also towards the end of our episode, we will also talk about the desires of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that what were his desires, what did he desire. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will cover all this in our today's episode. Try to stay with us from start till end. Inshallah azza wa jal, we will learn immense amount of knowledge, and inshallah azza wa jal, the love of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu will flourish further in our hearts. But before going any further into this discussion, let's first of all, as our routine, as our practice, let's first listen to the virtue of sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam. The Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated that whoever sends peace and blessings upon me once, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala writes the reward of one qiraat for him. So whoever sends peace and salutations upon the Prophet only once, Allah Almighty writes the reward of one qiraat for him. And he sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam carried on to say that one qiraat is equal to the Mount Uhud. That's how much one qiraat is. So this reward is for the one who sends peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam only once. Now imagine the fortunate individual who spends most of his day in sending peace and salutations upon the noble Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, who would recite peace and blessings upon the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam abundantly, what would be the state of his ranks, of his honor, how much reward he would get from the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we should also try to send as much peace and salutations upon the Prophet as we can. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, today, as mentioned earlier, today we will be talking about the friendship between Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And also looking at the friendship of a person with another elite person, with another very highly ranked person, also highlights his virtue and it highlights his eminence as to his close relationship with the other elite or superior person. Now someone who's very close to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who holds that proximity in the court of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, that he had friendship with the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, so we can imagine how highly ranked that individual himself would be. So Sayyiduna Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion of the Prophet, is that fortunate companion of the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, who was the friend of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam even before accepting Islam and even after embracing Islam. Even before the declaration of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam during the era of ignorance, during the pre-Islamic era. Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was a friend of Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and even after the Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam declared his prophethood, even after that, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was still the friend of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. So Ummul Mu'mineen Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha narrates that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam were friends even before the declaration of the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So their friendship spans even before the declaration of the prophethood of Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And there was such deep friendship between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu that the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would visit the house of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu every day. So you can imagine how close and deep their friendship was, and how fortunate Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was that the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would visit his house every single day. He would bless Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with visiting his house on daily basis. Therefore, again, Sayyidatuna Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, who's the daughter of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, she states that there wouldn't be any such day where the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would not visit our house in the day or in the evening. So on daily basis, the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam would bless Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu with a visit either in the day or in the evening. So again, this shows how close Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was to the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How close this friendship was, we can see this from these narrations. And at the time of being friends with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, the age of Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 16 years old. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 16 years old when he became friends with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. And Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at that time was around 18 years old, because there was a gap of around 2 or 2.5 years between the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam and Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam was around 2.5 years older than Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So when they became friends, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 16 years old. And when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu was 38 years old at that time. So this means that when Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu embraced Islam at the age of 38, by then he had a very deep friendship with the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam of around 22 years. He had known the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam for around 22 years. So all this duration of time he spent with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam being his friend, and after 22 years of friendship, when the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam announced his prophethood, then Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu straight away embraced Islam without any hesitation. And at that time, he was 38 years old. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, now let's look at few reasons for this close and deep friendship between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. That what were those reasons because of which there was such deep affection and friendship between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So there are many reasons because of which this friendship grew so deep and so much between both these personalities. Now, one reason is the same which was also mentioned in the previous hadith which we mentioned before, that both of them were pretty much of same age. So same age people being acquainted to each other, being close to each other, is quite natural. So this is one of the reasons why they both were so close to each other. They both were so close friends of each other because they both were pretty much of same age. And another reason which is mentioned is that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu resided in that area of Makkah al-Mukarramah in which affluent and many famous traders of Mecca lived. And the business of Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhum was spread all the way from Makkah al-Mukarramah to Yemen and many regions of Sham as well. So after the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam married Sayyidatuna Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, he sallallahu alayhi wa sallam lived with Khadijah al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha within the same area of Makkah al-Mukarramah as well, where Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anha was residing, and many other renowned and big traders and businessmen of Makkah were living. So the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam also lived in the same area. So because of living in the same area and because of carrying out trade from the same area, they both knew each other more, they both met each other more, and all this, of course, frequently meeting each other, developed into a deeper friendship and being more closer to each other, knowing each other more closely, and all this resulted in growing their friendship more deeply. Now, another reason which has been mentioned for their friendship is that both the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu had similar kinds of business. Hence, their nature was also somewhat similar. Their habits were also somewhat similar. Now, both of them severely detested the idol worshipping and the polytheist beliefs and ideologies of the disbelievers of Quraysh, and they both remained safe from their evil traditions and customs which the disbelievers of Makkah were accustomed to. Now, this was also very common in both of them, that they both detested these evil practices of the Quraysh together. They were not inclined towards it at the time when everyone was indulged in it, at the time when everyone was accustomed to it. But the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they both detested those evil practices and evil ideologies of the disbelievers of Quraysh severely, and they both had a severe aversion towards it. They both did not agree to it, and they both, alhamdulillah, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, were protected from all those ill traditions, ill customs, and ill ideologies of the disbelievers of Quraysh. So, in short, these mutual attributes became a means of this deep friendship and proximity between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Sayyidina Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And moreover, it strengthened such after Islam that no one can find the example of such close and strong friendship ever in the history of mankind. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam declared his prophethood, that was the time, that's when this friendship grew even more firmer. That's when this friendship turned into devotion, loyalty, and all those virtues of excellences whose example cannot be found in the history of mankind. So these are a few reasons that ulama mentioned regarding this deep friendship between the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Now, dear viewers of Madani Channel, the friendship between Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu and the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was merely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu himself says that I like three things. This is very important for us to understand, because this statement of his is very, very deep and comprehensive. What does he say? That I like three things. What are those three things? An-nadhru ilayka wa infaqu mali alayka wal julusu bayna yadayka. Such a comprehensive statement. This statement comprises of all those expressions that a devoted person can express his devotion from. This statement does not leave any element out from which a person can say that this element is missing through which a person could express his devotion towards his beloved. How is that? That when he says an-nadhru ilayka, meaning that I keep beholding your face, I keep beholding your blessed face, this is my first desire, this is the first thing that I like, an-nadhru ilayka, that I keep beholding your beloved face. And second thing that he likes is وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِ عَلَيْكَ, that I spend my entire wealth upon you. I spend my wealth upon you. And the third desire, the third thing that he said that I like is وَالْجُلُوسُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ, that I remain in your blessed court. I stay with you. I remain in your blessed court. Now, when we look at the devotion of a person, or when we look at those expressions through which a devoted person would express his devotion for his beloved, then he would either say that I just want to keep beholding you, that my eyes have not seen anyone more beautiful than you, anyone more graceful than you, anyone more handsome than you. So my eyes just would like to behold you all the time. This is one of the expressions that a devoted person can come up with. So Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is expressing his devotion through this gesture, through this expression, that annadhru ilayka, that I want to keep beholding your blessed face. And then the second expression is that a devoted person says that he would sacrifice all his wealth, all his possessions, all his provisions for the sake of his beloved. Where Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is saying, وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِ عَلَيْكَ, that I like this thing, that I sacrifice all of my wealth for you. And then third thing, a devoted person says that, may I stay with you all the time. So may I serve you, I see you, I protect you, so and so forth. So this is the third desire of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. The third thing that Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, that وَالْجُلُوسُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ, that I remain in your blessed court. I stay with you all the time. This was the third desire of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And look at the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that how it was showered upon Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilled all these three desires of Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu for the sake of the love and devotion that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu had for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. How? That his first desire was annadhru ilayka, that he keeps beholding the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So it is stated that Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, even during his travel, as well as when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam wouldn't travel. So during all the times, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with the companionship of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So he would be able to behold the beauty, the blessed face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam at all times, to the extent that even in the cave of Thor, the time when no one else was able to behold the blessed face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, even at that time, Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed by beholding the blessed face of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, by beholding the beauty of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. He was blessed by soothing his eyes by seeing the graceful, eminent and beautiful face of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wasalam. So his first desire, the first thing that he liked, annadhru ilayka, it was fulfilled in this manner. Now the second desire, the second wish of his, what he liked was وَإِنْفَاقُ مَالِ عَلَيْكَ, that I sacrifice my wealth for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. Now for this as well, Sayyidina Siddiq Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was blessed with sacrificing everything of his, all the money, all the wealth he had, in the way of Allah Almighty, for the sake of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam. So this wish of his, this desire of his was also fulfilled. And his third desire, what he liked, the third wish of his was وَالْجُلُوسُ بَيْنَ يَدَيْكَ, that may I remain with you, may I stay with you. So this desire of his was also fulfilled in such a way that he radiallahu ta'ala anhu stayed with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam throughout his life. Whether he alayhi salatu wasalam was traveling, whether he alayhi salatu wasalam was not traveling, whether he was staying in Makkah, whether he was staying in Medina, at all times Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu accompanied him. He stayed with him, even as you mentioned earlier, in the cave of Thor, when no one else was with the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, no one else was blessed with beholding the beloved Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Even at that time, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was with beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was the only one who was blessed with this honor, who was blessed with the honor of soothing his eyes by beholding the beauty of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And not only this, even after his passing, he radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also blessed with the companionship, with the proximity of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in his blessed shrine. He rests besides the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So all his desires, all his wishes were fulfilled by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of his love and devotion for the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So dear viewers of Madani Channel, Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is that companion, is that personality, is that individual who was friends with the beloved Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam even before the declaration of prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam, and even after the declaration of the prophethood of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. And all his desires, as they revolved around the pleasure of the Holy Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they revolved around sacrificing everything of his for the sake of the Holy Prophet alayhi salatu wasalam. Hence all his desires also became fulfilled, were also granted to him by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is our Siddiqui Akbar. This is our master, the leader of believers, Sayyiduna Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who is the most elite after the prophets. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower his choicest of blessings upon the blessed shrine of Sayyiduna Siddiqui Akbar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and forgive us all without accountability for his sake. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
The most elite after the prophets alayhi wasalam. Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar, Siddiqui Akbar.